You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, yes, hello, good morning, and welcome to today. What do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW, and today just happens to be the 11th of October. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Of course, Cool FM, well, smoothest place on your radio time, on your radio, most of the time, at any rate. Let's take a look and see who's got a birthday today. Oh, here's one. Quite a variety. Henry Heinz was born on this day. We're going to go back to the year 1884, and of course he was a German-American businessman who founded the H.J. Heinz Company. Yes, remember that? 57 varieties. Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Yes, bring us in this morning. That's Marilyn calling your name. I definitely think they should change the name, don't you? listening to you on the radio all the time. And why not 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning? Yes, hump day. We got ourselves halfway through the week. Here's Freddie Mercury for you.
I want to gaze into your eyes and see the fire in the glow. But it's the same old story. Once you just fell inside my eyes like falling rain upon the snow. But you said no, you said no. Oh, you cut me through the waters when my ship is a storm. Oh, you to give me all the power like a king on a throne. But you don't care.
Coming off of the album, which was called Mr. Bad Guy. That's Freddie Mercury, and it's the first solo studio album by Freddie Mercury, and released in 1985. This was during a period in which Queen were on a hiatus from recording. Contains 11 songs, all written by Mercury himself. And this one, which is called Man Made Paradise, that's track number 7 on the album. Or the second track on the second side, if you got a vinyl.
Let's go, girls.
Oh, like a woman. Chance to get out of town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna let our hang down. The best thing about being open is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, we're totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Like a woman.
There she goes. Come say that voice, can you? Shania Twain there, and a man, I feel like a woman. Yes. It was Shania Twain. Of course, she's from Canada, isn't she? Shania Twain. And that was off her third studio album, which was Come Over, released in 1997. Written by her and her longtime collaborator and then husband, Robert John Mutt Lange, who also produced the track for her as well. Right, so a quick good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou, with us bright and early this morning, considering you're retired now. Lovely to have you with us, Mary Lou. Renee, very good morning to you. Paul, over there in London, in the UK. So good morning to Athens, and good morning to South London. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're making our way right down to 15 minutes. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock, so I think we can safely get you in the shower. Spruced up, smelling nice. All right, hope you're going to have a great Wednesday. Looking out the studio window, it's a bright morning. Yeah, but we do need that rain, don't we? Come on, everybody. This is Get You Going. There we go. Yes, there you are. Jive Bunny in the Master Mixers. And out you get. There we go. It is 19 minutes after the end of after 7 o'clock. And that was Swing the Mood. Good one in the shower at this point, was it? Also, let's say a very good morning to Rosanna. While that was on, she drops a little line wishing everybody a great morning. Oh, and it is. It's Wednesday. What can I say? There we go, yes, the Pointer Sisters, and they're so excited. So are we, aren't we? Of course we are, it's Wednesday. By the way, looking at birthdays today, going back to the year 1821, Sir George Williams was born on this day. He was appalled by the terrible conditions in London. This was for young men, working men, and he gathered a group of his fellow drapers together to create a place that wouldn't tempt young men into sin. That place was...
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, take yourself off the
Yes, indeed. Big thanks goes out to Sir George Williams. If it wasn't for him, we would never have had this song, would we? Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Diana Ross and the Supremes. My world is empty without you. 26 and a half after 7.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
La línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception. a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinvierto.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
That is Tracy Ullman bringing us back musically into this segment of the program, and they don't know. Right, just getting back to Mary Lou. In fact, Renee commented at this point, said, oh, Mary Lou is early, isn't she? And yes, yeah, so anyway, it's good to have her. She said, she dropped me a little line and said, well, sorry, I haven't been in the last couple of days with you. I was too depressed with the world situation, or just having gone through the news. I think we're all pretty depressed with it, don't you? Unfortunately, I have to go through all the news every day, see what's going on. But anyway, we try and use our music on the program as an antidepressant. And also let me say, Paul over in the United Kingdom, good morning to you. He's dropped me some information, which I'll give you a little bit later, because we've got a sort of annular solar eclipse coming up over the weekend. So we'll take a look at that, tell you all about that and the timing. And also, by the way, just to let you know, unfortunately, Andreas will not be able to join us today. He's got a business meeting. So, of course, we wish him luck with that. And Renee and Rick over there in Athens, in Greece, good morning to you. And you dropped me a little line this morning because you've had your dad staying with you. And Renee dropped me a little note and says here, good morning. We had a beautiful rooftop sunset dinner in Athens last night with my dad and his fiancée, Karen. And she sent me a picture of the Acropolis in the background as they're having their dinner. Isn't that nice? A bit posh, isn't it, really? How the other half live, that's what I say. Enjoy every minute of it. I've been there and I've done it. Make the most of it. And her dad and his fiancé off to their little trip. They're going on a cruise, 11-day cruise, around the Greek islands. A couple of stops in Italy. That's not a Greek island, including Sicily. That's an island, but it doesn't belong to Greece. Then they're going to Turkey, then back to Greece, where they will spend a few more days with us. And today, though, Renee says, today is especially difficult day for me, as it marks 8 years since my mum passed away. And miss that every day. I know the feeling. I have a picture of my mum here in the studio. She was the one person who listened every single day. And she was my biggest fan, really. According to her, I never did a bad program. God bless her soul. Anyway, Renee, you asked if we could play Heaven's Garden by Kieran Brennan.
Tell me if heaven has a garden. Could you take my mama there? Walk her slowly to your flower bed. Pick her roses for all the words unsaid. Kiss her gently on her soft cheek. Carry her if her legs are weak. Please tell her I'm okay down here. Does she see me? Can she hear? I've heard heaven has a garden with angels singing on a cloudy bandstand. Up in heaven in the garden, won't you take my mama there by the hand? She left me with memories made of gold. Her gentle love was a wonder to behold. Ask her to sing her favorite song. Come way down here, I'll sing along. as we start. Angels singing on a tidy bandstand. Up in heaven, in the garden, won't you take my mama there by the hand? Won't you take my mama there by the hand?
What a beautiful song, Heaven's Garden. Beautiful mother's song that from Kieran Brennan, and that's for Renee this morning. And just remember, you've got all those amazing memories to go back on. That's the way I look at it. And I don't know how old your mum was, but my mum lived till she was 92. She had a great time. She'd always smile, always smile, right down to sort of the end. She beat cancer twice, and third time it came back and took her away. And by the way, let's jolly things up a bit, because if you're looking at something to do on Saturday afternoon going on into the evening, here's something for you. Ancon Charity Fest is taking place. Now, this is going to have a concert. It's going to have food and drinks, of course. And performing, we've got Night Walkers, Nima, Hacienda Libre, Ray Benz, Los Caneros del Blues, Cruz Robles, and OG Music Radio. Nothing to do with me. I will be there, though, I tell you that. So this is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 14th. Starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes on from there. And it's going to be at the Abu Saad Centre there in Albrook. Now, it's easy to find. You can actually, if you use Waze, you can put in Abu Saad Centre and it'll come up on the map. Or right next door, if you know the Albrook Inn, the centre is right next to the Albrook Inn. No doubt all of the people staying at the Albrook Inn will come and join us as well. So otherwise they're not going to get any sleep. It's a $15 donation for a great afternoon and evening. So there you are, that's the Ancon Charity Fest coming up this Saturday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll keep reminding you about that. Come along and have a great time. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Having a great time.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Some great music, doesn't he? Will Young there. William or Robert Young. He was born in a place called Wokingham in Berkshire in England. And I tell you what, I never realised his age so much. He's 44. 20th of January 1979 he was born. I mean, that's still, what, 30 years after me. Dear, dear, time for a lie down. That's called Hearts on Fire. Brilliant track. Time on this morning's breakfast show, well, to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com. Y síguenos en @EmpowermentLatam.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
There was to choose. They'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and now with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
Well, it's been one of those days again, and it seems like the harder I try, over and over, I'm right back where I began. But you understand, oh girl, when nothing right. Oh, I just wanna run to you. You pull me through. Oh.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go, yes, two in a row, and we started off there with Chicago, and What Kind of Man Would I Be? Followed on, that is George Michael together with Sir Paul McCartney, and Heal the Pain is what that is called. Right, I think it is about time that we went to see what Ingrid's up to, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, you know how you have one of those nights where it's nice and chilly and, oh, you're wishing you could have a nice big bowl of sancocho? Well, we Norte Americanos de Estados Unidos, we have something else from my Yankee time. We call it stew. Stew is basically anything you put in a pot and you cook it for hours and hours and hours. It's what you see those cowboys eat when they're on the trail or when you're watching a military movie and those guys are cooking something in their helmet. And they just dump it in your pot and you have that for your dinner. That's called stew. You just put whatever you can, whatever the root vegetables, whatever's in season. If you can find meat, you thump it in there. Well, I told the cook, I'm hankering from some Estados Unidos stew. And she's like, oh, okay, well, you want me? No, I said, I'm gonna make it. You may be the cook, but I'm the Yankee, and I'm going to make us some Yankee stew. And Chelsea's like, okay, how we do that? And I said, well, Chelsea, we're going to get us some meat, and we got all kinds of good stuff, carrots and potatoes and onions and garlic and one stalk of celery. And so, I don't know, I think I even threw in some tomatoes in there and stuff, but threw that in the crock pot about, let's say, 4 o'clock. Had that thing on high. Boy, at midnight, I had to turn it down to low, and about 3 a.m. this morning, I could smell it. I had to get up and turn it off because it is so tender. So for breakfast, guess what I'm having? Country stew. You know what I'm going to have for lunch? Country stew. You know what I'm going to have for dinner? Uh-huh. You guessed it. Sancocho. I fooled you. Anyways, I'm looking so forward to that. It is a chilly morning. And I'll tell you, that hot stew is going to feel good. It's not spicy, but it's full of flavor, and it is tender. It's been cooking all night in that crock pot. Yeah, I'm going to go get me a bowl of that. Well, today is whippity-wackity Wednesday, humpity hump day. You all have a wonderful humpity hump day. And I'm going back out to work here. We got some yard stuff going on. All right, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Indeed, yes, that sounds like a good recipe, I tell you, Ingrid. Ooh, I haven't had breakfast yet. That's Monte Carlo Nights, sir, and that's soul food to go. It's so great because you reminded me, my father used to make a killer stew. He used to put everything in there, as you said, lentils, pearl barley, all these things. And it would last us, like you just said, it would last us weeks, and we would have it cold sometimes. For breakfast. Yes, I must do a stew. In actual fact, seeing it's chilly, I must do a chilli actually one day. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Track that comes off an album. It's all that kind of music, beautiful laid back music called Luxury Soul 2018. That particular track is from the Groove Association and it's called Secret Love. And time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 26 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're with you right through till 10. Don't forget coming in to join us in the last hour of this morning's program. It's an event being put on for ProEd. It's Maria del Pilar Zubieta coming in to chat with us in the last hour of this morning's program. They've got a show coming up, which they want you to go and see, and the proceeds will be helping ProEd. So this can be in the last hour of this morning's program. Yesterday evening, I got a message from Roy. Roy there, he's out there in the interior, enjoying himself probably lying on the beach. Roy Romero y Los Pirates del Amor. They've been getting together and they've been making music like this one.
he's rich and good looking. Drives a Mercedes AMG. I'm up there on the beach, getting high on the breeze. You said he said he loves you. Girl, if he really loves you, tell me why you look so sad.
I do like that one. Send a note back to him, Marsland. It's called Angelina, of course, there, and I love it. You've got John Kerry in there, you've got Crocomo in there, you've got Roy in there, and the drummer, sorry. Oh, I just missed it. Come on. Let me go back. Let me tell you who is on there. We've got Roy Romero Moreno. He's on the vocals, the drums, and the composer. Valeria on the vocals there. Liz Gabriel also. We got Jose Sainz, rap. John Carney, guitar and co-writer. Eduardo Crocomo on the bass. Marco Carrizo on the accordion. Tommy Greywolf, violin. Wichi Lopez Moyer on the trumpet. Jos Ramon Guerra on the congas. Emil Kurani Hammer. I couldn't remember his name. Hammer Schlag, I think that is. I hope that I've got that right. Emilio, anyway, on the drums. And congratulations, guys. Brilliant. We'll be giving that a bit of a spin as we go on. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget on this Saturday, the Ancon Charity Fest. That's there up in it's in Albrook, really. If you know where the Shriners building is, or if you know where the Albrook Inn is, that's exactly where it's going to be. There's plenty of parking up there as well. It's the Ancon Charity Fest. It's music, it's food, it's drink. What more could you ask for? And it's on Saturday, the 14th of October. Starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes on and on. Hopefully, and on. The donation is $15 to get in for all that fun and excitement. And, go along on Saturday. That is 3 p.m. is when it starts. Up there, right next to, if you put it in Waze, you can put either in Abusad, that's Abousstad, Shrine, or you just, if you just put in the Albrook in, you'll be directed straight to where it is. Come and have great fun. I'm going to be there as well, hanging around, having a few drinks, and having a few games. I'm sure there's plenty of us to keep us occupied. So don't forget, Saturday afternoon, starts at 3 o'clock, the Ancon Charity Fest. Now, back to the music. Let me see what I've got here, which might be a little bit... Sometimes I look at some unusual stuff. I don't think I've got too much today. I got this one from The Passengers, which I quite like.
Climbing on trees, oh, true, every emotion. When you know that they don't care, darling, that's when I'm with you. Oh, I'll go with you anywhere. If you get up in a jet plane or down in a submarine, if you get onto the next train to somewhere you've never been. You wanna ride in a fast car and feel the wind in your hair. Darling, just look beside you. Oh, I'll go with you anywhere. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's true. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. If you get up in the hillside, if you ride out on the plains, if you go digging up dirt, if you go out dancing in the rain, if you go chasing in rainbows just to find the gold ain't there, darling, just look behind you. Oh, I'll go with you anywhere. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's through. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. Darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's true. Oh, darling, I swear I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you.
Passenger, and it's called Anywhere. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 16 minutes away from the top of the hour. If you missed the news today, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Let's say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. Yes, I don't. Funny enough, I can't make my mind up whether this week is going quickly or not.
Yes, that's true.
Is it going quickly or not?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sit here then. I'll go over there because mine's dragging a bit. What was happening yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I went to the exhibition at Alianza Francesa.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very nice. Tito Herrera was there, the photographer.
Uh-huh.
And he was explaining a little bit how he started with this project and his history. Doing this documentary photography. Yeah, and also it was another girl. She's having a little exhibition, also in another room, and she was also explaining her photography. That was Marisabel Medina, and her exhibition is called Ciclos Visuales.
Oh, okay.
So everybody can also enjoy both exhibitions until November the 9th of November.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah. That was nice.
Was it? What about what you got today?
Today, nothing.
Oh, okay.
Just work.
Just work. Me too. Mind you, I'm going to finish in about an hour and 15 minutes time. So, yeah, well, good. And we've got, we have got Maria del Pilar Zubieta coming in. Because it's a long time. Debbie Sakaios from Pride. I haven't seen Debbie for a long time.
Yeah.
And she dropped me a little line and said, could we have put a little bit of something out about what they're doing? So that's what we're going to be doing in the last week. Because Pro-Ed is teaching teachers.
Exactly. That's a foundation.
Yeah. Which is super cool. Teaching teacher. Well, somebody taught my teachers not to pull my hair. We had a maths teacher. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in those days, I'm not joking, they used to carry... specially made straps for hitting kids with.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Those were the good old days.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But, and there used to be one, Mr. McMullen. I can remember that, really, I can remember it. And Mr. McMullen, he was our math teacher, and he was sort of like stocky. He was like, he was the shape of a square, really. He said his shoulders went out like that, and he went sort of straight down. And you can't, because in those days, teaching was boring. You know, I mean, for us, because once two is two, two, two is a four, three, four is a three. No, let me see. because they never really taught us anything. You just had to keep repeating everything.
Okay.
And but if you, he used to come up and he would walk along, down the aisle of the desks, and then he would pull your sideburns, pull you up by those, tell you you were a bad person.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Used to happen to me a lot.
Oh, poor Jerry.
I hated school. I really did. I mean, I was a bit of a rebel at school because it was a boarding school. And I went there from about 9 till I joined the Air Force at 16. And I wasn't a very good student. I didn't like school very much. It sort of interrupted my the rest of my life.
And it, but does everybody used to call you Jerry or Gerald?
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, everybody's called me Jerry, really.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, you know, the family... Because Gerard, to me, sort of sounded... didn't sort of flow off the tongue. It sort of sounded a bit sort of, I don't know, Gerard. And so Jerry was what sort of... It became Jerry. And even my mother started calling me Jerry. And she gave me the name in the first place. But there was a funny thing because my... my mother and her sister, my aunt, they had the names that you would probably give the two ugly sisters at Cinderella. One was Winifred, and the other one was Gertrude.
Oh. What? The second one?
Exactly, Gertrude.
Wow.
Well, we used to call her Truda, and my mother was and my mother was called Frieda. So. And I'm called Jerry, so I don't know why they bothered giving us those names in the first place.
Exactly.
But the funny thing, I'm sort of completely digressing here, is one of my sort of lifetime stories. But what it was that, you know, my aunt was older than my mother, I think by about 8 years, I think. And so, of course, when my mother was taken to be baptized, my grandmother had decided on the name Teresa. See, nice name, Teresa.
Yes, I like that.
But my aunt went with my grandmother. My grandmother didn't go. My grandpa took my mother to be baptized. And somewhere between leaving the house and getting to the church, my aunt, Gertrude, had decided that my grandpa should call my mother Winifred.
Wow.
So when they got home, my grandmother was somewhat surprised, and to put it bluntly, probably pissed off, because she ended up with the two ugly sisters, and there was nobody called Cinderella until I came along. yeah, that was perfect. And another thing, how people get things messed up, because my grandparents, and what they used to have a, they were hairdressers, and in Liverpool they had a hairdresser's salon, the shop, you know. And in those days, because one half would have been for the men and the other half was for the ladies, unless it was all men, I can't remember. I wasn't around. My mother and my aunt would sort of play in the shop or whatever, and my aunt shouted from the back to my grandmother, "Grandma, can I put Frieda in the chair?"
Mm-hmm.
You see, and my grandmother, yes. So anyway, eventually my grandmother went round the back, and there was my mother with no hair.
Mm.
She didn't say, "Can I put Frieda in the chair?" She said, "Can I cut Frieda's hair?"
Oh, God.
Hey, in those days we had fun. You didn't have TV, you didn't have cell phones.
How old was she?
My mother must have been probably about 5 or 6, possibly.
Ah, okay.
You know. We had to find ways to amuse ourselves because we didn't have TV.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have computers. So we used to just do naughty things. You know, which was much more fun, I can tell you.
Bad thing they didn't have a camera to take a photo of her.
And because I always remember as well, in the men's hair salon,
uh-huh.
It was a well-known phrase that the barber would cut your hair and he'd sort of show you, and you went to the sort of little desk at the front to go and pay.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like something for the weekend, sir? Do you know what they're referring to?
No.
Condoms.
Why?
They used to sell them in the barber shops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, you know, would you like anything for the weekend, sir?
Wow.
No, thank you, I'm all right. Golden Brown from the Stranglers. I'll talk to you later, yes.
Okay.
So we can come up with more stories.
Oh, yeah.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown. Golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Well, that one's been, that's been recorded by many artists, but it's Golden Brown, and it was a song originally by the English band Stranglers. And it was released as a 7-inch single on the Miser Liberty label. That was in 1982. Noted for that distinctive harpsichord instrumentation there. It was the second single released off of the band's sixth studio album, La Folly. And that was 1981. It peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart, the band's highest ever placing in that chart. And has, as I mentioned, been covered by many artists as well. Quick good morning to Cedric. Good morning to you, Cedric. Caught me just in time this morning because we've got a guest in the last hour this morning. You asked if we could play something for you. Andy Williams. Singing Exodus.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me. And walk this lovely land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong. When you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land our home. If I must fight,
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else. Someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. I am an innocent man. Oh, yes, I am. Some people say they will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't wanna hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know.
If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent
man. So there we go. I was just thinking when I was listening to that, the music that we go through life with just never gets old, really, does it? Innocent Man. By the way, that was the title track of the 9th studio album by Billy Joel, released in 1983. In fact, the 8th of August in 1983. The concept album is a tribute to the American popular music of Joel's adolescent years, with him paying homage to a number of different and popular American musical styles from the late 1950s and early 1960s, most notably doo-wop and soul music. Yes, soul music. Love soul music. And, right, that's, by the way, if you remember, you probably don't remember because you probably haven't got the album, but the album cover artwork, it was taken on the front steps of 142 Mercer Street, just north of the intersection of Mercer and Prince Street in the Soho neighborhood of Manhattan, New York City. So you go and see, you have a look at the picture, and then you can go and sit exactly where Billy Joel sat. Coming for 19 minutes after 9 o'clock.
To The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The London Boys and Chinese Radio. They're back from, well, they're coming back. They were in 1986, they were formed. They weren't around too long. I'm very sad to say they were both killed in a road accident. But at that time, they're very similar, weren't they, to the Pet Shop Boys? Great music in those. Now, of course, the Pet Shop Boys, they were formed back in 81. And this is the Pet Shop Boys, and It's a Sin.
Come on.
they go off into the distance with a little bit of thunder and lightning. Sounds a bit like the beginning of Xanadu, doesn't it? Pet Shop Boys, and It's a Sin. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Very happy to announce we've got with us here our guest in the studio for this segment of the programme. We've got Maria del Pilar Zubieta.
Yeah.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
No, any time. And how's it all going?
It's all going very good. We are having a lot of work the second part of the year at the moment. So we're very happy, and we're changing a little bit the way we do things.
Yeah, you were just telling me. That's interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. We have a new center in Santana, La Manzana.
Oh, lovely. Oh, La Manzana. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, and we're going to be, we're now operating there. And next year, we're going to have an enhancement center for children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be attending kids from first grade to fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to do after-school programs focused on literacy, English, in computer sciences, and values.
Is this new? Because, I mean, I always think of pro-ed as teachers teaching teachers.
Yes.
So teaching the kids, is this new for you?
Well, it's not new for me because I was a teacher before.
Right, right.
And we were all teachers before. And but now I've been working with teachers for 10 years exclusively. It's going to be, trying to go back to getting used to having the children
students,
and
right.
everything.
Yeah.
But we're very excited about it, and we're never going to abandon our teachers.
That's always been the roots, yes. Really, isn't it? And, I mean, for you, it must be great having to mark the teachers out of 10.
Yes.
You failed. Lovely. Oh, that's great. Now, because you're now in, you say, La Manzana.
Yes.
Did you go there because of the logo?
Well, it was very serendipitous, actually. We started looking for a new center after the pandemic.
Right,
We happened to crash with La Manzana. We happened to find La Manzana, and it was just serendipity.
Yeah.
We were like, well, this is
it has to be.
Our call.
It
you
has
know?
To be.
It has to be.
Because the ProEd logo is an apple.
Yes.
So, like the record company. This is wonderful. So this is all new for you. And have you started, or is this something you're now going to sort of get prepared for? Or?
We're getting ready for having kids. We don't have them yet.
Right.
But we're preparing the center. We're operating right now with our programs. We have a Diplomado for Teachers Teaching Certification.
Oh, yeah, right.
Focus on literacy this year. And teachers are about to finish their program in November. So on November 15th, we're going to have our graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also running a study with them to see how the program impacts the students in the schools.
And tell me, with the teachers, is this something which you have Meduca behind you, or is recognized by Meduca?
We are recognized by Meduca. We have the OCA, which is the Organismo Capacitador Certification, which is something that it's required in order to grant teachers their points.
Okay.
So, but we have also, our sponsors, grants that we earn, and so on.
Yeah. And tell me, who is it? Is it Meduca that sets the curriculums for the schools, or not?
Meduca, yes, they have the curriculum for the schools because they're public schools,
right.
And they regulate what the pensum and the curriculum should look like. But what we do, we never mess with the curriculum. We don't get there.
You don't get
it's
involved.
Too messy for the teachers to get extra work. Teachers already have a lot of work.
Right.
So having to, get in there and messing with their curriculum and whatever content they have, it's not effective.
No. So, I was thinking of it more in a way of whether it was a guideline for you when you're teaching the teachers.
Not so, because what we teach is strategies. We teach them how to teach effectively. We are Bayes and Drs. Showers and Joyce model of teaching, which is based on theory, demonstration, practice, feedback, and coaching. So, and that's the implementation model. So we have the teachers coming to the training, and we give them some theory that they already know, but it's always good to just remember. We have time for them to, we demonstrate what a class should look like. We have them practice, we give them coaching, and we give them feedback.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and that's what we do. And we also are very into cooperative learning. So we teach them the science behind cooperative learning and just like break their paradigm of how a classroom should look like, how kids should work together, how they learn better by, you know, studying together and working together. And that's it. And then we coach them into how to put all of this into their curriculum and into their teaching, you know, like how to integrate everything so it's not more work for them.
I guess when I were talking earlier on, talking about something completely different. I mean, the main thing that our teachers, when I was at school, used to have to know is how to use the strap.
Yes, I know.
Right, yes. None of that these days.
No.
But, and of course the thing is the teaching methods, then really, you know, it was sort of like repetitive, you know. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2 is a 4, 3, 2 is a 6, and that's how you learnt your maths, you know. Those days have changed. Because, when King's College, when the ladies were here, Samantha and them, from King's College, and, I used to find all this sort of huggy and hugging the kids and whatever. My God, we'd get the strap if we hugged our teachers.
Yeah.
So it's great because I've always been a great believer in education. It's not just the knowledge, it's the application of the knowledge. And I think schools now are much more involved in not just, well, here's what you've got to know, but here's what you need to know and here is how the best to apply it. Which I think is brilliant. Now, what we want to talk about today, of course, as well, is you've got this event for Matilda. Tell us all about that.
Well, we've always been thinking about ways to fundraise. And one idea that's always come up is, you know, having a theater play.
Right.
But we never knew which one would be the more feeding to us. Then, at the beginning of this year, Balboa Academy's junior theater company invited us to a play of The Beauty and the Beast, and they gave us 100 seats for children of public schools. And we took kids from Veracruz, from a school in Veracruz called Coscuna, and another one called Cosecha Amistad. And the, even if the play was in English, all in English, dialogues, music, everything was in English, the kids were so excited to be in a theater.
They've
never been in a play.
Wonderful.
And the teachers were also in tears because they've never been at the theater. And that was for us like, okay, so we need to, give this opportunity to students also, to teachers and students. And we need to look for a play that children can go to and that they will enjoy. So we always thought like, okay, so Matilda sounds like a good fit because Miss Honey fits a lot into the image that we have of pro-ed teachers, of what a pro-ed teacher should look like. And a couple of months after, some person asked us if we wanted to buy Matilda for a special
special night.
A special night. And we were like, well, this is it. And we started selling the tickets for fundraising. We're still selling them. And Dr. Sekoyos one day posted it in her Facebook page, and her school classmates, when she was in school, started asking, like, how can we help? Is it wonderful. Possible that we can, you know, buy tickets? And she was like, yes. And then those tickets were going to give it to public school students and their parents, of course, because they are minors. So that's how it started, and now it's on Sunday, and so far we have 77 seats for public schools.
That's wonderful. That's brilliant. Yeah, and it's strange when you say that, you know, the excitement, and even for the parents, you know, never having been to a theater before.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So this isn't for you to buy tickets to go and see yourself. This is to buy tickets for one of the children to go, and that I think the donation is what, $50 for the seat.
The donation is $50 for the seat, and also, I mean, if you want to buy tickets, or if someone wants to buy tickets and go and see with their family the play, of course they can do that. And but if they are not, like, if they want to help, somebody wants to help, but they can't go to the play, they can donate that seat for a student.
That's wonderful. What a great idea. But we're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back with Maria in a couple of minutes. This just happens to be called Matilda from Harry Belafonte.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela once again. Now, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. $500 friends are lost. Woman even sell me cat and horse. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, sing up the chorus. Matilda,
sing a little louder.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
going round the corner.
Matilda,
sing up the chorus.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was to buy me house and land. Then she got a serious plan. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
going round the corner.
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was just inside me bed, stuck up in a pillow beneath me head. Don't you know, Matilda, she got me money. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she made me money and run Venezuela.
Let's again now,
Matilda,
boom, malaka, chimba,
Matilda,
in me little water.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
We mean over 40.
Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
Everybody,
Matilda,
going back to Ghana.
Matilda,
in me little water.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, me friends, never to love again. All me money gone in vain. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, Matilda,
Matilda,
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Sing a little softer, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
something that we could do.
Wonderful. You know? Yeah, we were just talking here with Maria, and I was just saying, also almost joking, hey, we could, if you know, the kids go to the theatres and they get inspired, and through their schools or perhaps through their own play. And then you just came up with a thing is to get the kids to actually write something, write a little story,
yes,
and then get it acted out. That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes. That would require something more, because our expertise is in literacy.
Teaching,
you know, instilling literacy skills in children, not specifically in acting.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and now that we're looking forward to work with kids,
yeah,
it could possibly be something that we could do.
You could do with the collaboration with one of the theaters or something.
Then, mm-hmm. And then there's also other NGOs that mm-hmm. promotes arts, and maybe we could build, you know, create an alliance with them, work mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. and they are all in the same neighborhood. So it's going to be very good.
Oh, excellent. And, yeah. How ProEd is developing? Because how long has ProEd been working now?
Well, since 2001,
mm-hmm.
we started with students, with a program called Students Supporting Students.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2007, we started working directly with teachers. And so, yes, we've been here for 15 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I can remember the first time Debbie ever came to see us. I was like, gosh. No, because we're in our 16th year now.
Yeah.
Yes. And I haven't aged a bit. Never lose your sense of humour as well, yeah. And get a good education, otherwise you can end up doing a radio programme. So it's very important. So let's just remind everybody again, Maria, about the Matilda, how people can get involved in that. It's coming up this Sunday, right?
It's this Sunday at 2 o'clock in the Pacific Centre, mm-hmm. the Teatro Pacific. And it's, well, you can find us in the YAPI address book by Fundación ProEd.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if anyone wants to do a donation for a seat for a student of mm-hmm. a public school,
mm-hmm.
they can just find us in the YAPI director address book and then send us a screenshot of the transaction to info@fundacionproed.org,
mm-hmm.
And then just we're going to save their tickets and give it to public school.
Well, wonderful.
Students.
We're going to put information mm-hmm. on our website today as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Or if anyone wants to go, they can just write to us, like, I want tickets for mm-hmm. me and whoever, and to info@fundacionproed.org.
Excellent. So, well, yeah. And congratulations on how it's all sort of developing. It's
thank
great.
You. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Oh, Maria,
very
thank
excited.
You. And we're going to have information on our website as well if you want to check that out, which, of course, is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And I'm sort of rummaging around as I do and things like this. I've got I've got a couple more records here. What's this one here? This is Rod Stewart. It's called, Tom Trabert's Blues, in brackets, Waltzing Matilda.
Wasted and wounded, and it ain't what the mood. I've got what I paid for now. See you tomorrow. Hey, Frank, can I borrow $1 from to go waltzing Matilda? Waltzing Matilda, you'll go waltzing Matilda with me. I'm an innocent victim of a blinded alley, and I'm tired of all these soldiers here. No one speaks English, and everything's broken, and my strength is soaking away. To go waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda.
the cold-blooded side and the girls down by the strip t-shirt waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll go waltzing Matilda with me. Now I don't want your sympathy, fugitive saint, that the streets ain't for dreaming now. Manslaughter dragnets and the ghosts that sell memories want a piece of the action anyhow. Go waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you go waltzing Matilda with me. And it's a battered old suitcase in a hotel someplace, and a wound that would never heal. No prima donna, the perfume is on an old ship that is stained with blood and whiskey. And it's good night to the street sweepers, the night watchmen, flame keepers, and good night, Matilda.
I don't think that's one we've played before. That's Tom Traubert's Blues and Waltzing Matilda. And doing the waltzing and the singing? Well, needless to say, that's Rod Stewart.
Monday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours. Happy days. These days are ours. Share them with me.
To my gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Monday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
That's the theme to Happy Days. Don't know if any of you remember that. I think, Yasmin, I think I'm going to make that your signature tune.
Oh, yes, I love
happy
it.
Happy Monday, happy things. What do you say when we say good morning, Yasmin?
Uh-huh.
You say happy Wednesday,
yes.
Happy Thursday. Doesn't matter what the day is. Mind you, we shouldn't ask you too early in the morning. You might change your mind by the end of the show.
No, I didn't know that song.
You didn't? It's an old, one of these sort of old TV series. The kids, I think, was Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was American, so I didn't get to see it.
Oh.
Anyway, have a great day, yes.
Thank you, too.
As
everybody.
Always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So there we go. That's Yasmin with us today, of course. And big thanks to our guest, Maria. Maria del Pilar. It's a paper. Zubieta. And big thanks to Maria. And, of course, our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, and to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our background work, things like social media, all the things that I haven't got a clue about. And so big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Gets all of our background information for us today and every day. And, of course, to the boys and girls of Group Agrada who are about to shut us down. Big thanks to them. And always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show 89.3. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. And, well, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow, you know what we say, do it carefully. Want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.